One, two, three, four.
With the Ramones, and you're a lad now, baby. You better shut it up.
What the fuck?
WMFO in Medford. Hey, how about Last Reach? They're awesome. I don't think I've been saying much of what I've been playing, so I'll kind of give you a rundown of that. We started the whole show with Iggy and the Stooges, Search and Destroy, I'm Sick of You, I Got a Right. Then we got into Pink Floyd. I think that was for Nick. Nick, the big Pink Floyd fan. Fearless, One of These Days, Free For. And then Roger Waters, Pros and Cons, Motorhead, Cinnamon Girl, Hawkwind, Silver Machine. We heard The OCs, Maze Fancier, Cramps, Primitive, Kinks with Victoria. Oh yeah, I gotta play Cracker because I meant to do that with that Victoria. All time, well, of course, then Last Reach. They played for about 45 minutes. Awesome. If you missed it, go check out the archives afterwards at WMFO.org. You look in the schedule, kind of hard to find, but find the schedule and it's in there. It will be. I'll be posting it on the Crash Course page too. Ramones block with anxiety. I want to be sedated. When I was young, got a lot to say. Judy is a punk and loudmouth. Hey, got something for Rosie. I know I played Stooges, but she really wanted to hear Iggy Pop and she's down. So we'll do one more. We'll do a non-Stooges, just Iggy on his own. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, I got Matthew Fisher with me. We're going to be talking and playing some tunes in a little bit. What do you got, Mike? Four. What's going on, Matthew?
Nada. Thanks All for right. having me.
No problem. We're going to talk and figure out stuff. You're a movie guy, anyways.
Yeah.
What are you, a director?
Yeah, I do it all. Write, direct, produce.
He does it all. We'll talk to Matthew and find out what he's all about after this.
Look, here comes the jerk.
Suck.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Let's see how good you are, Matthew Fisher. Yeah. Got my friend Matthew Fisher, movie guy. It's the first time I've actually met you in person. Yeah. We've been talking online, and I know you dig my show.
Yep.
And I dig movies. Hey. So I said, come on over.
Yeah.
How did you like Last Reach? Good?
They were very good, yeah.
Cool. All right, so what are you up to? How many, I mean, you're making movies.
Yeah.
You're pretty young, though, mid-30s.
Yeah, 34.
When did you get into this?
I got into this, like, the early 2000s.
When you were early 20s?
Yeah.
Very cool. So have you actually made a movie? Or,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do you got?
I got a whole bunch. I got an IMDb if anybody wants to check it out. But more currently,
I'm on that too, by the way.
Yeah.
As actor.
Hell yeah. I did a film called DJ Stan the Man, which we screened around
here.
Is
it about a radio DJ?
No, it's about a DJ who.
Oh, one of the DJs who do like. The club DJs.
Yeah, like the whole premise is kind of he was a DJ that was really hot in like the 80s, 90s.
By the way, I've gone off about that. Like, why can't those people get their own name? Because I say I'm a DJ and they think I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like you guys both got boards, you know, and
right.
Play music. You probably hated that I said that.
No, I wish they had a different name because when I say I'm a DJ, the first thing they think of is a club now where it's like, I'm a radio DJ. I broadcast.
Yeah.
But
well, this DJ, he was like a club, like a big club DJ, and then it's a 20 years later type thing, and now he's just doing like weddings.
Yeah.
And he's got like an alcohol problem and a drug problem, and he has this crew of misfits that work with him that he's always like giving hard times to. Would you rather be...
Is it a comedy?
Oh, yeah. Dark comedy,
awesome.
My friend.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are all your movies comedies?
Some of them are. Not all of them. I try to, you know, do different genres. I'm a fan of, like, different genres, so I try to mix it up.
Of course.
Yeah.
How many have you done?
I've produced, like, a little over 30, and I've directed, like, high teens, I think.
Comedy, really?
Short films and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So can I find all, if I go to IMDb,
IMDb, that'll be like the list of what I've done.
Matthew Fisher.
Matthew Fisher, Matthew with one T, and then...
Yeah, Fisher isn't spelled like Fisher, isn't there a C in there?
No, it's the SH. Yeah,
oh, it's regular Fisher,
yeah.
Okay.
I made sure to change everything.
Well, Matthew with so one easy. T and Fisher. Oh, because it used to have a C?
No, just joking.
Oh.
The Matthew with the one T thing's crazy. You see it more often now, but I remember when I first like started doing stuff, everybody was like,
"Cause most
is
have
that just the artistic value?
Because most and have like, two. No. Well,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. So, yeah. What do you, I mean, do you have, no, you're really into music. Do you have friends make the music for these? Or are you able to get copyrights to?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, the thing with the music-wise is I know a lot of, like, producers and just musicians in general. So there's a lot of people to reach out when it comes to scoring,
right.
like the feeling music. And then I used to shoot a lot of shows in the city at like Harper's Ferry in the Middle East. So like doing that, I've met like a good amount of bands and like hip hop artists and stuff like that. That when I need music, I kind of go to them. And you're still kind of, it's a good publicity for them too to get on a film,
right.
You know what I mean?
So maybe you need some more rock and roll in these films,
yeah.
And you can put my band, the Thigh Scrapers, on the soundtrack.
We had a, on DJ Stan, we had a good amount of like rock bands. You know, are you familiar with Victory Records by any chance?
I know of them. Yeah.
They contacted us and we put three of their artist songs in the film, which was fun because in high school I was a big fan of Victory Records, like Blood for Blood, hometown people, and like Hatebreed and, you know, Integrity,
okay.
And stuff, yeah.
Very cool. Okay, we're just going to play some music we both like, I guess,
yeah.
Huh? You mentioned Dr. Hook.
I love Dr. Hook.
I actually saw them in the 80s. I went to the late 80s, it was Cohasset Music Circus, and they had a super 70s fest.
Yeah.
And it was Dr. Hook, BTO, you know, Bachman Turner Overdrive. Who else? It was, the Guess Who.
Oh, right.
Because, like, members of Bachman Turner Overdrive are in the Guess Who, so.
Two for one deal.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of great bands. I can't remember them all. It was so long ago, and I was probably hammered, underage hammered.
Yeah.
91. Don't do that, kids. 91.5 WMFO. Yeah, I was a bad boy, and I don't know. My parents didn't look out for that, so it's not a good thing to brag about at all.
Well, you survived.
I survived it. Right. Let's hear some Dr. Hook, huh?
Word.
Right on. Hey, you got a question for Matthew Fisher? 855-915-9636. We're 91.5 WMFO. His Sylvia's mother.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more on the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just wanna tell her goodbye. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's packing, she's gonna be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Beautiful song, kind of slow for Crash Course.
Well, what can you do?
We don't have. For some reason, I thought we'd have more Dr. Hook in the system.
Yeah.
I know we have the albums. You were finding them, huh?
Yeah, they're out there in the room.
And usually I'd play that, but somebody ripped the arm off my favorite turntable. So I have to figure out the other ones now. I don't even have the other ones on my profile here. What can you do? So, Dr. Hook, what were you saying? You know a little about Dr. Hook.
Yeah, Dr. Hook. I just
knew one of them looked like a biker and had a patch on his eye.
Yeah, the pirate eye, yeah.
the pirate eye.
I believe Dr. Hook was created before they appeared in a film as Dr. Hook as like a jam band in a film, and then from that spawned.
They stayed together. The band. They said, yeah. "Hey, we're pretty good," and kept going.
Another fun fact about Dr. Hook is the children's writer Shel Silverstein, who did like "Where the Sidewalk Ends" and stuff. He wrote like a lot of their lyrics, like
cover of a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, like it's funny because they have like beautiful like love song type things, and they have like raspy voice to like, you know, bluesy. Guitar.
That's the Dr. Hook I'm into. Yeah. Next time we'll go. Next time we'll figure out the turntables and do it.
Yeah, they say all those, all like the drug songs were written by Shel Silverstein, which is
right,
funny.
Right. And don't think I don't know how to use a turntable. I usually spin records all the time. Yeah. I came in and somebody ripped the arm right off of my favorite one. It's hard to explain, but that one's on my board configuration and the other ones aren't. So I need to talk to some people.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We were saying we both like stuff from Tarantino, yeah, huh?
Absolutely.
Here's one I think that my friends Hummingbird Syndicate should do. They should cover this one. The Ohio Express. We'll give them Chewy Chewy, huh?
Yeah.
Right on. 91.5 WMFO. We're talking movie songs now with Matthew Fisher. Give us a call. 855-915-9636. We're MFO.
Sugar and I love. was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Robux sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up jitney, was a cherry red 53. Drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Man, oh man. Man, oh man, here it is. Broken CD player is well there, Matthew.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, I have a call. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello? Did I miss her? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Heidi.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not much.
What are you doing? I mean, you called and you said you're listening to Christmas music. Why aren't you listening to us?
I am.
You have two things on.
I listen to two things at one time.
Mashup.
Don't you ever put the radio on and listen to the television?
Sometimes with the sound down. I've done that.
Yeah.
Put my own soundtrack to it.
Yeah.
We're actually talking about soundtracks here. I got Matthew Fisher, filmmaker here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about songs from movies.
Uh-huh.
What did I play? The Jerk from Iggy Pop. I'm not sure if that was in a movie or not. Ray Paul, How Do You Know? And then Matthew Fisher came in and he wanted to hear some Dr. Hook. We played Sylvia's Mother, Ohio Express, Chewy Chewy. And then, you know, that reminded me of Hummingbird Syndicate, our friends. So we played Guitar Star. And they mentioned Chuck Berry. So we played You Never Can Tell, which he doesn't do the classic Chuck Berry riffs in You Never Can Tell, actually. So maybe we'll have to do some like Rolling Stones doing Little Queenie or something for you, huh?
I'm still here.
Huh? Yeah, I know. You're still there. I'm talking to you. Heidi. So what are you doing? Decorating your tree?
It's all done.
It's all done?
Wrapping
my
window.
Wrapping the presents for me?
No, there's no presents.
Well, none for me?
Well, you have a girlfriend.
Well, I thought I can have more than one girlfriend. You know that.
No, I would never do that, Marie. Where is she today?
She's home.
She's mad at you.
No, she's not mad. She's actually doing some kind of project. Oh, she didn't want to go out in the snow. How could you be mad at me? I took her car in because I couldn't and I want to take the Dodge Challenger in the snow.
Yeah.
It's horrible in the snow. Great car, but you need front-wheel drive or four-wheel drive's even better in this.
That's her car?
What?
The three-wheel drive is her car?
Yeah, she drives a tricycle. No, she's got front-wheel drive, which a lot of the new cars do, but mine's like a throwback.
Andy used to have a front-wheel drive.
Who did? What?
You with Ann. A long, long time ago.
Who did?
You did.
Oh, yeah. I've driven front-wheel.
Yeah.
But then I got a car that I can't pay the insurance for anymore, so it's probably going to go under wraps.
Yeah. And all you can afford is the...
It's the insurance. It's killing me, really.
Yeah. I know. It's awful.
Anyways, I'm
sure... Is Alicia working at Rite Aid?
No, she quit that. She works for her brother now.
And what does
me,
she do?
And me when she's here.
What does she do?
She cuts his hair.
No, sir.
I don't know. She's his assistant.
Say what?
She's his assistant. He's a big real estate agent.
Really?
Yep.
She's working in real estate now?
No, he is, but she, like, does stuff for him, his errands.
Mm.
I think he pays her pretty well, too. I mean, the guy's
That's
got bucks.
Good.
Yeah.
Should invest in film.
It's better than Rite Aid.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, you have any questions for Matthew Fisher in movies?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
He's really cute. He might be your type. All right, I'll let you get back to whatever you're doing over there.
Hey, listen.
What?
I want to hear Madonna, that Christmas song. The one in Tiffany's.
You're probably talking about the one that Marilyn, like she copied Marilyn Monroe singing.
Probably.
Merry, no, that's Happy Birthday.
I can't say the title, as James would say. She never knows the title.
No. Yeah, James isn't here. And why are you, like, echoing? You got your radio on.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'll let you do it because you can't figure it out. And I want you to keep listening.
Yeah.
All right.
So you can't play that song?
I don't even know what you're talking about. You don't have a title.
Yeah. But she's the one that says, like, Santa Claus about the Tiffany. Go down the chimney tonight.
It's Santa Baby you're talking about.
Yeah, play that.
I'll see if maybe I have a, like, rocking version of it. You never can tell, as Chuck Berry says. All right.
Okay, let's thank you.
I got to get back to my guest here. Thanks, Heidi.
All right, Daddy.
Daddy?
Ooh.
Ooh. All right, Sugar Mama.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. Bye. We'll talk to you later, Heidi. You're echoing too much for me. Bye-bye. Sorry about that, Matthew.
No problem.
Heidi's a...
Well, she had a lot of important stuff to say.
So. Well, yeah, and she, you know, she's a listener. We have to take Heidi's calls.
Support is appreciated.
It is.
Always.
Very, very, yes. Very much. What do you want to play, man? Surrender? Cheap Trick?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about Cheap Trick? I know you mentioned
Cheap
them.
Cheap Trick is good times, you know?
Were they in any movies?
I'm sure they were in movies. There was a movie named after them a couple years ago.
A movie called Cheap Trick?
Yeah.
And it was about them?
No.
It was just called Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
It wasn't named after Cheap Trick.
No, I'm lost. No, that's not even a correct statement.
Let's
it was
play.
Cheap Thrills.
Okay. Let's play them anyways. Surrender live on MFO.
Heidi's in my head.
Heidi's a head case.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, Matthew, I didn't realize the time. I mean, with the band and stuff.
Yeah.
We're quarter of four, and that's usually when I do the Boston Groupie News Report, so we're even a little late for that. We'll do that and talk to you a little bit more, but maybe we'll have you on the show again, you know?
Cool.
Saturday, December 9th, what's going on? The Raging Teens are turning 21 this year, and the drinking age. They're releasing a 45 called Drinking Age on Swell Tune Records to celebrate their 21 years as a band. And that means the Raging Teens Holiday Shindig Records release with the Raging Teens, Nate Gibson, Bloodshot Bill, and Sean Mencher at Great Scott tonight. Go check that out. Also going on tonight, Radiator Rattlers, Bricks and Motors, Lipstick Boys, and the Grubs are at the Chit Chat Lounge in Haverhill. There's a ton of stuff here, and I wanted to talk to Matthew a bit. So for all this and more, check out bostongroupienews.com. So Matthew Fisher.
Yeah.
You make movies. How long have you been doing this? You told me.
The early 2000s.
When you were in your 20s.
Yeah.
You're working on a movie now?
We're gearing up for my next feature film, which we'll be shooting this summer into fall.
Got any roles for me?
Maybe.
Maybe?
We'll see.
You know, any long-haired types in there? I can act, man. I'll show you.
You're an entertainer.
Right on.
You know.
Blood for Blood's been in one of your movies?
The singer of Blood for Blood. Well, one of the singers, Buddha, Eric Medina, was in my first film,
okay.
Superman.
They're local Boston guys, right?
Yeah.
Kind of hardcore.
I believe, yeah.
But it's funny, I just said all this and I usually say that, all this and more, because of the Dead Boys song. I love that song, and I actually have Blood for Blood playing all this and more.
Hey.
We gotta go for it, huh?
We gotta.
All right.
Respect.
It's talking with Matthew Fisher here. If you got a request for him, 855-915-9636. All this and more.
Okay, this one's from New Jersey too. It's written up by Chuck Berry called Little Queenie.